USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's Senate impeachment trial is continuing today. House Democrats are continuing to present their case that the president should be removed from office. As far as witnesses in the trial, many Democrats are still hoping to hear from some, but according to Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas, if we do hear from witnesses, they're going to be from both sides of the aisle.
If we get to the point where we call witnesses, I certainly don't think that we should only have Democratic witnesses. And if the White House lawyers want to call Hunter Biden to understand exactly what he was being paid, $80,000 a month to do, then I think that would be entirely appropriate.
The State Department and the CDC are warning Americans that have been to Wuhan recently to seek medical care immediately if they start to feel sick. The central China city is the epicenter for the new coronavirus that has killed at least 17 people, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
Police are looking for suspects involved in a shooting in downtown Seattle. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The search is on for suspects involved in a downtown shooting in Seattle that left one person dead and seven people injured. It happened last night near the famed Pike Place Market after a number of people got into some sort of an argument that led to shots being fired. One woman is confirmed dead. A 9-year-old boy in serious condition and four other victims are listed in stable. The one person is still in critical condition. Another was treated and released after the incident.
An air tanker crash in Australia has left three U.S. firefighters dead. The large C-130 Hercules went down earlier today in rural New South Wales, Australia, just south of the Australian capital, as firefighters were fighting brush fires. There were no survivors. Fires have been burning in Australia for months. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Despite pledges of support from around the globe, many parts of Australia still haven't helped feed wildlife suffering after huge fires. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
After massive brush fires, animals in Australia are still desperate for food and water. Musician activist Mark McCord.
As of this date, there has been no food drops for any animals that are not endangered or threatened. There has been one food drop for rock wallaby. That's a little river area here in East Gippsland that is actually a threatened species. But for all the animals on over 1 million hectares, there's been no drops because the Department of Environment, Water, and Wildlife has proven that they're uninterested unless the animals are endangered. All kangaroos, wallabies, possums, even koalas, there's no food drops for them. If they're not on a fringe area that hasn't been burnt, they will probably starve if they can't get to that fringe areas.
And finally, Fortnite is becoming an official high school and college sport. Epic Games and Playverse announced the Battle Royale game will have its own competitive series at both levels that will end with championships being handed out. For more news, find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.